It's now no secret that the U.S. and the U.K. had to sweeten the deal to get Syrian opposition leaders to a meeting this week in Rome, one the opposition leaders had initially threatened to boycott. Part of the U.S. end of that deal is that the U.S. will send $60 million in aid that U.S. officials say will pay for flak jackets, radios, and other, quote, non-lethal gear, unquote. Few condemned the U.S. announcement of interference in Syrian affairs, but Ban Ki-moon's office says it's still against further militarization in Syria.
We've seen the reports. It says non-lethal aid, but, you know, any attempt to further militarize the situation is unhelpful, according to the Secretary General's views.
A less militarized Syria seems to be on many nations' wish lists, but weapons continue to flow into Syria from acknowledged armorers, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and opposition support flows freely across borders with states such as Turkey. The worsening military situation only serves as a catalyst to an already bad humanitarian situation, say the experts, and UN humanitarian boss Valerie Amos says the money coming in isn't nearly enough to prevent a catastrophe.
Quite frankly, the pace at which we're able to do this is much slower than the pace at which the crisis is evolving. I am also extremely concerned by the rising costs of this. I mean, we asked for $1.5 billion for our response for the next 6 months. Those figures are already out of date.
Now, according to UN numbers, the number of people affected by the fighting in Syria is up to 4 million, including 2 million displaced in Syria, and nearly another million have left altogether. Now, Amos also went on to point out the difference between the mountain of money that was pledged for humanitarian causes at the Kuwait Humanitarian Summit weeks ago and the few dollars from such meetings that have actually materialized. Amos called the humanitarian crisis in Syria a game changer. Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari says the only game is the one of making big public pledges for humanitarian causes and then not following through.
Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates pledged each one of them $300 million. The same day, and the conference was still going on in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia revocated its pledges, and United Arab Emirates retrieved its pledges, and Kuwait did not pay what it promised. So out of $1.5 billion, you have automatically $900 million outside. They will not be paid off. It's a kind of cinema, gentlemen.
The $60 million U.S. contribution might not have been known about at all if not for a story in an American newspaper. U.S. officials spoke in loose terms about what any escalated U.S. role would be. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.